Men are more competitive than women. Basically, just says dudes are douches. Study shows that males are more likely than females to sabotage their opponents. Let me ask, though, does anybody care? Is that just how it goes if you're a dude and you're up for a promotion or it's a competitive situation in sports or whatever it is,
right?
And you purposely sabotage your opponent?
And companies are okay with it because they want you to compete.
To gain the advantage and obviously win. The ultimate goal is to win.
Yeah. The ultimate goal is to not be the one that was passed over.
Well, exactly.
Even if you use unethical behavior, is that acceptable?
To certain extents.
Yeah. Yes. Researchers found this is because they subconsciously overestimated how likely it was to have that happen to them. So men do it because they're like, well, that it's going to happen to me, so I may as well do it.
Yeah.
Let's see. However, a difference emerged. Women don't do this as much. Men turn to sabotage more than women, investing more money in reducing the performance of the competitor. And so basically, either you work hard to increase your performance or you reduce the performance of your opponent, which men would do.
Mm-hmm.
All activities reduce performances of others, as referred to as sabotage. So basically, men will definitely, like your guy that emailed you or messaged you saying that whether it was a rumor or it's true, they still leaked the information knowing that was going to give them a competitive advantage in that job promotion.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to hear, what did you do to somebody to gain an advantage? How did you sabotage them? Whether it was in a relationship, work.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. Sports.
Anything. Yeah. Because guys are very competitive, so it makes sense to me.
What have you
100%.
Done? 100%. Alex?
Yes?
What'd you do?
Hi. Well, I'm still at my job, actually, but there was a promotion coming up, and me and another coworker, who was male, were up for the same promotion.
Okay.
And he was flirting with my boss, and she was falling for it, so I pulled out the whole girl-on-girl thing, and I hooked up with my boss, and I got it.
Goodness gracious.
Dang.
I mean, that's the Hail Mary.
What?
Yeah, that's...
Yo, was your boss
the
gross?
The awesome part is... Well, the awesome part is I got the promotion, he quit, and I ended up marrying him.
Wow.
All right.
No.
That was my mind exploding.
Let me dissect this story, this amazing story.
Amazing story.
So you and this man were up for the same promotion, right? He's flirting with her, and she's kind of falling for it. So then you go in for the kill shot, which is some girl-on-girl action. Where did you go, your house or her house?
Oh, we were at my house. We were very good friends.
Okay.
Like, she was my boss. She was the one who kind of, like, got me in the door of the company.
All right. So then you take her into the bedroom, and you go to town on her.
I really did.
Yeah.
I really did.
Now, Alex, had you ever been with a woman before?
No. She was my first, and I rocked her world.
Yeah, you rocked her world.
Wow.
Did you like watch game tape on it? Maybe some lesbian porn to just, you know,
figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anytime I do watch porn, it's always for some reason. It's always girl on girl.
Why the hell is that?
Sure.
That's so boring.
Sure. All right. So then you knew what you were doing. So you rocked her world. You got the promotion, but then that guy, he quit his job, right?
He quit about a month later, and then me and him started talking, and I was very upfront on what I did. I didn't lie to him at all. I told him, I said, hey, you know, remember that promotion you're going for? He goes, yeah. I go, I'm the one who took it from you.
Took it from you.
And and then we ended up started kind of like talking, and then 2 years later, we're married.
Did you guys ever get the boss involved? So it was you, or do you still do
did.
You did with the three-way action, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she no longer works with the company. She's in a higher position somewhere else. But me and her stayed in contact. When I told my husband about it, he kind of was like, well, maybe all three of us. And I thought it was a joke. So I asked her, and she was down for it.
Really?
Good for you. Good for you.
All right.
Impressive,
so
too.
How often did you hook up with your old boss?
After that, we hooked up almost kind of like routinely. Like, we would hook up anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
And then something happened at our job, and we were made to sign a contract where we couldn't, mess around with employees, so we kind of had to stop.
Oh, man. I hate when they bring that in.
Now, when your husband finally got to be with the boss, was he intimate with his old boss that didn't give him the promotion?
I'm sorry?
So the girl you hooked up with, your boss, did your now husband, who you were competing with the job for at the time, did he ever hook up with her?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
If he did, he didn't tell me. But I do know he hooked up with her while he was with me. So
that's what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, in a three-way action.
Oh.
In the three-way action. Oh. So he did that. Now, did he take out his aggression? He's like, you didn't give me that promotion. Like, dirty talk. Like, I should have got that job. I was better man for the job.
We made it a role-play thing the first time all three of us. Oh, my. And then, yeah. We make it a joke now. It's kind of messed up.
Bad boss. Yeah.
This is crazy.
That's
what a great story.
Living the life.